Good Erev Shabbos, everyone. It's great to be back together again. Our holy Erev Shabbos Jews turning Friday into Erev Shabbos together every Friday evening at 6 p.m. I want to thank, as always, our generous sponsors of the series for these few months, Mendy and Tzipora Fishman. Dear friends, Zchus v'chai Rivka bas Tzipora Fredel, Shetaka be a great Zchus. We are going to continue the piece we began last week in the Be'er HaChayim, in Rav Melech Biderman's beautiful Sefer on Zmiros and on Shabbos. And Lou last left off last week, where he compares Shabbos to Mon. He doesn't compare. He quotes Chazal, who compares Shabbos to Mon based on a pasuk in Bereshis. The Bereshis Rabbi says, Baruch b'mon, v'kidshu b'mon, birchum b'mon, shechoyim osa Shabbos hayared omer, Shabbos shnei omrim. All week long, one portion fell, Erev Shabbos, two portions fell. V'kidshu b'mon, shalei rabba kol ikar, v'upela, what's the connection between Shabbos and Mon? Mon was temporary, it was fleeting, it was only in the Midbar. Shabbos is perpetual, Shabbos is forever. So Rav Biderman suggests, based on the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Ayin Hey tells us, "Be'inyan tamo shel Shabbos, v'yad ha'adam litom eza tam she'yirta." Just like when it came to the mon that a person tasted like anything that they wanted, a person could imagine that was the biggest chesed in the Midbar. When you told someone who Nebuch was going to taste something vegetarian or vegan or milchik lo aleinu chas v'sholom, and you said, "No, don't you know you can make it taste like Geno Tzau's, like beef jerky, like a meat pizza, like steak?" That was the biggest chesed that one could do for another in the Midbar. The mon could taste like anything you want. Similarly, says Rav Melech, Shabbos. We each extract or draw out of Shabbos the taste that we want. If Shabbos is a burden, if Shabbos is a pain, if Shabbos is constrictive and restrictive and boundaries, if Shabbos forces you to give up what you want, then Shabbos for you is bitter. But if Shabbos is sweet and delicious, if Shabbos you rest your mind, body, and soul, if Shabbos you connect and reconnect with the people around you, with yourself, and ultimately, most importantly, with the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Shabbos is delicious. Then Shabbos is sweet and savory. Then Shabbos is the most amazing taste. We give the taste to Shabbos, just like our intention and mindfulness also imbued the taste to the mon, and that is what he suggests what Chazal mean when they connect the two. The Chacham, the righteous, the wise, should choose to taste the sweetness, the sanctity, the greatness of Shabbos. Ulis adain ba'havaso v'yiraso yizborach shemo. This is from Ka'echsof. We say, lehis adain, to become sweet and transformed, elevated, enriched. Bi'avaso v'yiraso. Shabbos, you can feel Hashem's love. You can sense the awe. V'ilu misha'in bo das nana midivrei havoy hevel v'rik. Is Shabbos for you the Kiddush Club? The single malt? The fine wine? Is Shabbos for you how much you can fress and stuff your face? How many colors the gefilte fish can be? Try quadruple colored. How many colored? I don't even know they're up to yet. They don't make fish in those colors, yet the gefilte fish is so many colors. How many courses? How many side dishes do you compete? How many hours did you sleep in the afternoon? Is that what Shabbos is? Hevle havoyim, hevel v'rik. Then Shabbos has that empty taste. And then for it's not going to inspire, and it's not going to transfer to the next generation. Lasos is a Shabbos l'dorosom. If we want Shabbos to be intergenerational, if we want people to love and embrace and draw Shabbos for generations to come, it can't just be v'shomru. It's not, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this. It's lasos. It's giving Shabbos a joy and a happiness and a flavor. It's turned Friday. Friday's not Friday. The message we sent out this morning on our WhatsApp group, the Sifri and Parshas Yisro says, Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. And Chazal say in the Sifri, how do you remember Shabbos L'Kadsho? Zachrei Olayayin. In a couple hours we'll make, in an hour or less, we'll make Kiddush on wine. Kiddush midaraisa, biblically speaking, Kiddush you can even fulfill when you wish another Jew a good Shabbos, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says. But there's a derabbanan of Kiddush that you have to say on a kos, that you say on a cup. You elevate by beginning, you introduce Shabbos, the meal of Shabbos, on a cup, on kos. So, Zachres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, Zachreyu Alayayin. Remember Shabbos to sanctify it, remember it on wine. But the Sufri says no, Zachreyu Zachres Yom HaShabbos means remember it all week long. Don't wait till Shabbos to remember Shabbos, it's too late. If 2 minutes before Shabbos, say, "Oi, I got to shower, I got to change, I got to set the table. What are we going to eat? I don't have a Dvar Torah. What am I going to sing?" It's too late. Zochres Yom HaShabbos, the culture says the Sifri is all week long. And how is that done? So the Sifri say, our rabbi say, nations of the world, when you're filling out your check, when you're filling out something online, if they ask you what day it is, it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. But a Yid, a holy Jew, doesn't know from Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. What we know is Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, our entire life. Our entire week revolves around Shabbos. First day to Shabbos, second day to Shabbos, third day to Shabbos, Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, that's Zachos Yom HaShabbos L'Kodesho. How do you remember Shabbos the whole week? Is you don't wait till Friday. You remember it. Shemar, you observe it. How? Just like Aviv Shamaras Hadavar, the Apterov, I've quoted this so many times, the Apterov says to be a Shomer Shabbos is to long for, to anticipate, to wait, to count down with great excitement to be able to get to Shabbos. So if Shabbos for you tastes like the burden that comes at the end of the week, if Shabbos for you is not Shabbos, it's Saturday and you can't wait for Saturday night, if you're competing how many hours you slept or how the age of the scotch you drank, then Shabbos is empty. But if Shabbos is filled with connection, community, if Shabbos is filled with love, if Shabbos is filled with yira, if Shabbos is filled with transformation, with elevation, if Shabbos we touch everything and make it higher, then Shabbos is the most delicious thing. Like the man, we give it the flavor, we give it the taste. And therefore a person has to be incredibly vigilant and careful with our actions and our deeds on Shabbos, to be mindful, intentional. Careful, vigilant. What is Shabbos? We welcome and we greet the Shabbos queen, the Shabbos Malkasa. So let me ask you, are you going to act the same way in the home, in the palace of the king, as you do in a stranger, in the home of the ordinary citizen or resident? It's the Lashon of the Ramah at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says, if you have an awareness, if you're visiting the king's palace, if you're in the inner chamber, if you're in the Oval Office, if you're in a place that's supposed to be of great dignity, of great honor, then you have an awareness, a cognizance of who you are and what you look like, of what you say, of how you behave, of the image you portray, of the thoughts that you have. Kol shekein ki shiyasei ma'adam alibo shu omid b'beis ha'melech. When Shabbos comes, you're welcoming the Shabbos queen. B'Soloveitchik said, the difference between Shabbos and Yontav is Yontav, we go to Hashem. Aliyah l'regel, b'beis ha'mikdash, Yontav, we go to Hashem, and Shabbos, he comes to us. So true, the Shabbos queen, l'chadodi l'kraskala, we're welcoming the Shabbos queen. The queen, the king are coming to us, but still, you host a dignitary, you're having a Rosh Hashiva, a tzaddik, a world-famous speaker, a president, a prime minister in your home. You're going to clean your home. You're going to look your best. You're going to be thoughtful of what you speak about. You're going to have a whole agenda for the conversation. That's the attitude of Shabbos. Shabbos is the palace. Shabbos is the inner chamber. Shabbos is that holy place. Shabbos is the barometer, the metric through which we can evaluate and check. It's the soul check, the gut check, how we're doing with Hashem. I always like to think of davening as a barometer. When you're davening well, when you're plugged in, when you have kavana, when you come out different than you went into any particular tefillah, then your neshama is doing well, it's nourished, it's healthy. And when you're struggling to connect to davening, when you finish the words, when you close the siddur and you don't ever remember saying them, when you weren't present or mindful or focused and didn't think about anything significant, you didn't show HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciation, you didn't tell Him how much you rely and depend on Him, you didn't understand the difference with Shevach between He and us, so then your soul is struggling. But the other barometer is not just davening. The Yesod Avodah says the barometer is Shabbos. Shabbos. Do you count down to when Shabbos ends, or do you count down when Shabbos begins? Are you so excited for after Shabbos, or are you so excited for Shabbos? What does your Shabbos look like? How do you define rest on Shabbos? Do you rest on Shabbos for the week, or do you rest during the week in order to get the most out of Shabbos? And says the Yesod Avodah, we see that in the Pasuk. Ki kemidas v'kusva b'Shabbos kachu davak b'kodesh baruch hu, u'mefarsh b'zah Pasuk. State in Pasuk, Beinu Uvein Ben Yisrael Osi. We say in Kiddush, Shomer Ben Yisrael HaShabbos, Lassos HaShabbos. Beinu Uvein Ben Yisrael, between us, between Hashem says, between me and Ben Yisrael, Osi. Shabbos is a sign, Shabbos is a symbol. Now this is true, and has halachic consequences. We know Shabbos is an Os. We know that a Bris Milah is an Os. And therefore, Tefillin is an Os. So you don't need Tefillin on Shabbos, because you have a Bris Milah and you have Shabbos. So there's a lot of consequences, the notion that it's an Os, it's a sign, it's a symbol of that special relationship. However, Shabbos, Os, Livchom, V'Ladas, Kamachozak, HaKesher, Bein Yuvain, Bin Yisrael. Says the Yisod HaVodah something even deeper. He says, additional to the halachic layer, another level or layer of interpretation, that Beini Ubein Bin Yisrael, Osi. You know what the sign of the symbol, you know what the metric of the measure, how can you evaluate how your neshama is doing? You want to know how close you are to Hashem? You want to know how well that relationship is? Check how much you appreciate, long for, and love Shabbos. What's your attitude to Shabbos? What's your experience of Shabbos? What role does Shabbos play in your life? How much do you know about Shabbos? How invested are you in Shabbos? That will tell you everything about how your neshama is doing, whether it's on fire or not. Kein zekos v'chaya adam, b'sifro zichro toras Moshe. Chayodim writes in the Sefer Zikr Toros Moshe, Yachol Adam Lizbonav Lanasos, Ki Kasha Yachan is Daito Vatiya Yiras Hashem Libo Be'emes, Viyo Maas of Ritzuya, Maas Bevade La'achar Shetavo Be'er Shabbos, Ve'kavon Ritzuya, Le'kabal Kedushas Shabbos, that a person can contemplate, and a person can think, and a person can test where they are and how they are in their love of Hashem in truth. How? When you get ready for Shabbos, and you come out of the mikveh, and you're pure, and you're dressed, and you're showered, and your shoes are polished, and you're cleaned up, and your table's set. Yavan b'dayto sheni tusof l'neshama yiseira. Then you'll know that you have this additional layer of an neshama. Ki yargish b'nafsho yiras haroma shabat lo. Because then you'll know not just a yira, a sense of awe, a fear of punishment, but a yiras haromamus. When you're in contact with greatness, when you feel a sense of awe, then you feel what Shabbos is. You're about to enter the palace. You're about to encounter royalty, the queen of Shabbos. You're about to welcome Hashem into your home. He's going to be that guest. What will he find? Bickering and fighting? A mess? What kind of conversation will he be overhearing? What will the table look like? What is the agenda? The king is coming. The queen is coming. What will they find? Shabbos is Osi. It is the sign of Beinu Vein Bnei Yisrael, where we're doing and how we are with Hashem. K'shein nishmasa tahora az lo yargish kedushas haShabbos. If you don't feel that sanctity, if you're not elevated by it, if you're not excited by it, if you don't become alive, if you're not lit on fire from it, then your neshama needs to do a check. You need to go not for an annual physical, you need to go for an annual spiritual. You need to evaluate what's going wrong and how can you nourish that neshama. So many people don't even know they have a neshama. Shabbos is a time of a neshama yisera. Forget Shabbos is neshama yisera. How about a regular neshama? How often do we quote that you're not a body that has a soul, we are a soul that has a body. But how many people have ever had contact with their soul, have felt their soul on fire, know what it means to nourish and nurture and safeguard and experience a soul or soulfulness? Shabbos is that gut check. If you feel the sanctity, the Kedusha, if you're excited, then you know that you have a soul and you know it's on fire. That ends this peak. There's so much more in his Sefer, but I picked up a bunch of Sfarim about Shabbos when I was recently on a trip. There's a beautiful Sefer, Shabbos Kodesh, Sefer HaShabbos, Al Shabbos Kodesh. And next week we're going to begin. He goes to the source of a Neshama Yisera. And then he has many, many suggestions about what does it mean? What does it mean? We all know we eat a little bit extra on Shabbos. Why? Is this a misconception? Is it a Bubba Maisa? You can't gain weight on Shabbos. You're carb-free all week. You don't eat dessert. You don't touch the sugar. But on Shabbos, you can eat it. Why? Because Neshama Yisera. Does that have a source? Is it a Bubba Maisa? Is there any reality to it? We'll see a beautiful interpretation of the Alexander Rebbe starting next week. We'll go through many, many interpretations about what it means to have a Neshama Yisera. Until then, my dear Erev Shabbos Jews, as we count down with excitement, we're Shomer Shabbos. Zochar Yisomer Shabbos L'Kodesh. Not on Shabbos, but during the week. There's no such thing as Friday. It's Erev Shabbos. There's no such thing as Saturday night. It's Motzei Shabbos. And Sunday, we do it all over again. There's no such thing as Sunday. It's Yom Rishon. It's Yom Rishon. We think in our context and our timetable and timeline and time awareness as a Yid, as Jews, our lives revolve around Shabbos. And so I turn to you and I say, stay happy. Stay healthy, stay holy, wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.